A Bush administration report says the nation's states and major cities are not prepared to respond to a catastrophic disaster, one like Hurricane Katrina or a terrorist attack. The administration reviewed emergency plans for all 50 states and the nation's 75 largest cities. It concluded that planning is inadequate enough to cause, quote, significant national concern. NPR's Pam Fessler has been covering the issue. She joins us now in the studio. Pam, just how serious are these concerns?
Well, they're pretty serious, although I wouldn't say that the findings are a big surprise. President Bush ordered this review right after Hurricane Katrina, and basically what it found was that a lot of the shortfalls that we saw in that disaster exist elsewhere. The administration concluded that if there's a really big disaster, and we're not talking about your typical hurricane, but a really big disaster, that most states and cities are not fully prepared. They haven't come up with adequate evacuation plans. They haven't done enough to figure out how they deal with people with special needs like the disabled and the elderly. They also have inadequate plans to store and track emergency supplies. It's not clear in a lot of the plans who would be in charge if there was a big disaster. And it also found that there was a lack of coordination among the states and the cities and the federal government. And as I say, we're talking about a really big disaster that just by its very nature would require this kind of cooperation.
Were these findings similar across the board?
Well, now, as you'd expect, some cities and states are much better prepared than others, although it's actually hard to make a comparison because every place has to deal with different kinds of potential disasters. Some places hurricanes, some places tornadoes, some places have big cities with concentrated population. But that said, there were a few places that did stand out. States such as Florida, Maryland, South Carolina, and Massachusetts, they all had very good plans. Their plans were rated very highly. For the most part, states in regions that experience a lot of disasters, like the Gulf states and the Atlantic coast states, did do a little bit better than other states overall. But that said, places like New Orleans, their plans were still rated as fairly insufficient. We also had New York State's plans were rated fairly highly, but New York City's were rated only partially sufficient to handle a catastrophe. But of course, New York faces a lot of disasters and a lot of potential challenges that other places don't face, right?
Because of its sheer size.
Right.
Were there any particular problems that stuck out?
I would say by far the biggest thing, and we saw this across the board, the reviewers found this across the board, was a lack of planning for dealing with the sick and the disabled and people who could not take care of themselves during a disaster. Even things as basic as identifying who these people are, where they live, nobody seems to have done that, or very few jurisdictions have done that. The report found that most state and city plans don't even address how to evacuate people with disabilities, things like having buses available with wheelchair lifts or shelters that would be set up to care for people with special medical needs. And then the whole idea of communicating with people who might have trouble communicating or don't speak English. Just how do you tell them about a disaster?
Just very quickly before we let you go, what happens with this information?
Well, the Bush administration says it'll work with state and local government to try to plug some of these gaps. Everybody recognizes that a lot needs to be done, but the big question is how much is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it?
NPR's Pam Fessler. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.